Christmas to all of you. Well, let me try this again. Blessed Christmas to all of you. Notice that I didn't say the generic greeting, Merry Christmas. And this is precisely because it is not very merry to some of you, perhaps. Perhaps you've been through a difficult time. 2020, the pandemic. Perhaps you lost a loved one. Perhaps you're going through a difficult crisis, finances, whatever. So it's not very joyful. But it is blessed indeed. It is always blessed. Christmas is always blessed. Because the Blessed One is among us. He came to take our human flesh to give us salvation, to tell us the pandemic shall pass away. You will be reunited with your loved one in heaven. Stay with me, remain with me, and I will bring all things to myself. Those finances, everything, all those things of the world shall pass. But the promise that I'm giving you will not pass. It will endure forever. The promise of eternal life. Jesus himself taking our own flesh to show us the way. So again, it is indeed a blessed Christmas because the Blessed One is among us. He is in our midst. So today we are in our hearts we are rejoicing because we're not alone, because God is with us and he remains with us, and we ask for the grace so that we may remain with him as well until we are united with him in heaven. I would invite you either at the end of Mass, well now of course, but at the end of Mass to get closer to the manger and just ponder at each one of the figures here. Of course, we have the main figure of Jesus with the $5 bill right here. Jesus, our Blessed Mother, and everybody else, Joseph, the beautiful angel, the star. And if I ask any of you to describe this manger, you would say it's beautiful. It is gorgeous. Of course, no one will say it's ugly. No one will say it's nasty. I think everyone would say something along those lines. This manger is beautiful. But I want you to think about the reality. The real manger where Jesus was, it was nasty. It wasn't pretty. It smelled like pee and poop because the animals were there. But this is why we're here. To give thanks to God because he decides to go so low to lift us up. He enters into our messy life, into our own messiness, to give us true happiness. He enters into our life to save us, to rescue us. Again, this is a beautiful manger, but the real manger doesn't show the beauty like this one, the external beauty, but it shows always the beauty of God, radiating love, hope, and joy. So he comes into our messy life to cleanse us, to cleanse our hearts, to cleanse our souls through confession, to lift us up, to tell us, hey, this messy world with the pandemic, with the political tensions, with whatever's happening in your life, I'm right there with you during that time, in that mess. I am with you because I am the only one who can cleanse that, who can clean that up. And that's why I lower myself to lift you up, to show you the way, because we were not created to remain in the pee and either in the poop, in the nasty places. And that is our own sin. We were created to remain with him, to be in the eternal glory, happiness forever, for all eternity. So he comes taking our flesh to cleanse us, to bring us salvation. And this is what we celebrate. Again, that's why it's a blessed night. It is a wonderful night, a blessed Christmas, because Jesus takes our flesh to bring us to himself. And we ask this wonderful intercessor, our Blessed Mother, who's always there with her son, and of course, Saint Joseph. We ask her to help us to remain faithful to her son, because he has already made the decision to take our own flesh and to be born in this situation. It smells bad. It is nasty. But he comes to rescue us. He's doing that for you and for me. And he is the only one that can do that. Nobody else. We're not alone. May our Blessed Mother help us to remain with him. Not to look for love in the wrong places, but to look for love in the right place. Jesus Christ, who is the source of all love, of all hope, of all joy. So as we approach this heavenly banquet, let us ask God to help us to remain with him, because he is with us. He is God among us. And he is right there with you and with me in our messiness, in our messy life. Whatever's happening, he is there with us. And he is telling us, come to me. Come to me, because I will cleanse you, I will lift you up, and I will be with you always, always. All of that shall pass away. It is a beautiful blessing to be here, especially in a rainy Christmas. So I thank you for being here, for taking the opportunity to come to this place to worship and to tell God, thank you. Thank you for remaining with us. Thank you, God, for staying with us. Thank you for showing us the way. So let us approach this heavenly banquet again, perhaps with crisis, with anxiety, or whatever's happening. We bring all of that to this holy altar. And let us ask for the grace so that we can build a beautiful manger in our hearts for Jesus. Perhaps it's messy. That's okay. He'll clean it up. Perhaps it smells not very good. It's okay because of our own sinfulness, but he'll take care of it. Let us just surrender to Jesus, who is the Son of Man, who took our own flesh to give us hope, to give us salvation. As we approach this holy altar, let us do it in thanksgiving, because God is among us, and he will remain with us until the end of times.